Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm William Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, Executive Chef Paul Magou Le Couget at Rev Bistro Lafayette, California, a taste of France in this little pocket of Lafayette. Chef Paul, salut, my friend. Au santé.
Santé, santé.
To you, what are we drinking?
So I have for me the pork chop, you know, and I'm getting, I'm having the Remoissonnet. It's a Pinot, it's just a Burgundy, beautiful, nice balance. And with the salmon, I recommend the Chablis, you know, with the acidity of the sorrel, the richness of the Beurre Blanc, and the sauce, it's just beautiful, Chablis. So, enjoy.
I never drink alone. Congratulations, 10 years, Chef.
Thank you.
You're 10, I'm 15.
Wow. Thank you.
I'll always be a little younger. Friends, if you've never been here, Chef Paul and his great team, it's a family affair here at Rev Bistro in Lafayette. A decade on, Chef. Let's go back in time. The day you opened, 10 years ago, you put your key in the door. What were you hoping Rev Bistro would be? And has it lived up to all your dreams? Ignoring COVID.
Wow, that's a big problem. So I was just almost intimidated, you know, to be able to have my restaurant. That was a dream, you know. That's why I call it Rev.
That's it.
A dream of, you know, as a kid, just having my own restaurant.
Yeah.
And being able to cook and have, you know, customers. And we have such a beautiful community here that support us, you know, for the last 10 years. And it was just a dream come true.
Yeah, and hence the name, which you said, Rev, dream. This is the dream a decade on. You're doing it. This is now the place to come, not just here, but if you want really good, great, classic, authentic, traditional French food with some flair, the best ingredients, and best chef behind it, you'll find it here at Rev Bistro. Chef, what does it mean to be part of this community, to be part of Lafayette, and to have put your stamp, you know, here and your mark in the ground here in Lafayette?
Yes, we definitely put Lafayette on the map. So it's I kind of return all the support that we have, you know, from the community. It's just unbelievable. You know, it's just for me, I feel so blessed.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Did you realize your family would become so big? Because this community is your family, right?
I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yeah. Listen. I feel at home when I walk through these doors. I think everybody feels that. It is a feeling of being in your house, your home, your family, your wife, Laura. I know the girls have been a part of this.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a family affair, right?
Absolutely, yep. Yes. I have 3 daughters, and 2 will rather be in the front of the house, and one, the middle one, will be with me in the kitchen. So I have already, you know, I'm setting up the retirement. Yeah.
Yeah, get them ready. They'll take care of you, Chef. Let's talk about the cuisine. Again, the French classics, you do, but you also have your own take, your own twist on things. To have a French bistro, what does that mean exactly? What is a French bistro, and how do you interpret that here at Rev?
So, French bistro, it's exactly what we do here. It's using the fresh ingredients, you know, and keep it simple, you know. There's no, I don't use necessarily, you know, too much spices, not to hide any flavor. I just enhance the product, you know, just let it shine.
Yeah, let the ingredients shine, let the ingredients sing. And with that in mind, let's talk through the few dishes. Let's talk through the dish that you have first. What's the name of the dish on the menu, and what are the tenets of this dish?
So that's the bitter, you know, pork chop over Yukon mashed potato and the petit pois à la française. Petit pois à la française, very classic, you know, dish that consists on the peas blanched and then served with white onions, pancetta, or bacon, and with butter lettuce.
Yeah, making my mouth water, chef. Writing it, by the way, I love these peas, English peas. Thank you, chef.
Sorry.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Right before me here, salmon. Talk me through the salmon dish, chef.
So that's a dish I will have always now during spring season, just for the sorrel. That's a very short life now, and the season is maybe a couple weeks. Mm. So it's a classic dish from Trois Gros restaurant in France, and they created that dish back in the early 70s, and it's just well, now when it's done the way we do it here, it's just beautiful. It's a well balanced. You have the sorrel that just give a very distinct flavor mm-hmm. to the dish. It's
well, I'm going in, chef.
Please do.
I have to mention, the phone's already ringing for reservations. Mother's Day's around the corner. What I love about you and the team here, you give your staff off the Sunday, the Mother's Day Sunday, but you have some specials, especially for mom, on Friday and Saturday before Mother's Day, correct?
Absolutely, that's what we do, yes. I'm not sure. I'm still working on the dish that we're going to have for the mothers. And but, yeah, it's...
I'm having a little taste of the salmon here, chef.
Please.
Here we go. Mm-mm-mm. Oh. My word. That's more than a hug of love. That is absolute perfection. What a beautiful sauce. In the sauce, the sorrel sauce, what do you have in the sauce, chef? Because it's so
it's
good.
It's shallots, and we do a reduction of fish meat. I use the bones from the whole salmon that we clean here. Make a fish stock, and I use the stock, the shallot reduction, and dry vermouth.
Oh my gosh, I tell you, it's so good.
Cream for sure, and of you know, French cuisine, no cream, no butter. It's not French, so
it has to have cream. It has to have butter each
Absolutely.
And every time. Chef, I know that the wine program is an important part of the story here. Great wine goes great with wonderful French cuisine. For those who've never been to Rev Bistro before, why should they come?
Why not?
There we go.
Well, just it's the best, the closest French experience, you know, without traveling abroad.
That's it. You don't need your passport to get here.
Absolutely.
Just get yourself to Lafayette, Rev Bistro. Chef Paul and his wonderful team here will make you feel at home. You'll be happy you came to visit. Congratulations, my friend, Chef Paul. 10 years.
Yes,
can you believe it?
Thank you. And congratulations to you, 15 years.
Oh, yeah. So, I think you may have worked a little harder than me. And we haven't aged a day, either of us, have we?
Well, just, you know.
There you go.
That keeps us younger.
That's it. Drink a little here. Friends, come one, come all. Venture over here. A taste of France. Again, you don't need your passport. Rev Bistro, Lafayette. More on Chef Paul's story. KCBSRadio.com. And click on Foodie Chat. Cheers, chef.
Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.